But first this evening, we start with arts news from Sinead Mooney. The National Library is going online, Sinead.
Yeah, well, Daniel O'Connell selfies at the click of a mouse, not quite. But the National Library has just expanded its online archive with 10,000 newly digitised images relating to historical figures like the Duke of Wellington, Daniel O'Connell and Charles Stewart Parnell. And of particular interest is the Elms Portrait Collection, which is named after Rosaline Elms, the librarian who compiled it. Now, she collected nearly 3,000 images of over 1,000 famous figures from Irish history up to the start of the 20th century. And there are also 30 engravings of Jonathan Swift and rare portraits of Robert Emmet and Theobald Wolfe Tone. Now, the National Library has digitised some 65,000 images of its 10 million items, so as they might say, a lot done, but more to do.
Allen Ginsberg's verdict on communism is up for auction.
Yeah, the Howl Beat Boat has come out with quite the observation. Now, 8 years before the fall of the Berlin Wall, Ginsberg spent some months travelling on both sides of the Iron Curtain with his partner, Peter Orlovsky, a poet and actor. And then he sat down, he penned a postcard to his fellow poet, Diane de Prima, with the following rather pithy observation. Peter and I are back from a couple of months. Hungary, Austria, Switzerland, Germany. Made little money, but saw a lot. Redlands, not good. Hungary, pretty dreary bureaucracy. I guess communism just doesn't work. And he wrote this on the back of an image of the Swiss Alps. So the card is now going to be auctioned online by Nate D. Sanders on the 29th of April, and bidding for the letters starts at $250.
Barbie, she's set for the big screen.
Yeah, now this is one of those stories that frankly makes me want to weep large, fat tears. The plastic dolly, which launched 1,000 in security, is now set to morph onto the big screen in her own movie, with the debut installment of a new live-action series tipped to enter production by the end of the year. Now this is all down to the success of the Lego movie, it seems. They saw how well that did and they said cha-ching. But the new film will team Barbie up with an overworked bureaucrat looking for an assistant. It's coming from the pen of Jenny Bix, who wrote for Sex and the City, and the film is going to be produced by husband and wife team Walter F. Parks and Laurie MacDonald. And they have said in a statement that just, again, sadness. While it's an overused word, Barbie truly is a legend, a cultural symbol whose career choices have been as unlimited as her wardrobe. She is about empowerment, but never at the expense of fun. God forbid. For this, the suffragettes fought.
Thanks to Sinead Mooney, and more on RT10, the entertainment network.